month is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall. Someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their heart, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Liz Masterson, ladies and gentlemen. We got definitely a Western slant to our swing. One thing I noticed, Western swing bands kept playing waltzes, and the Western swing dancers kept dancing waltzes. I don't know what they do in a lot of dances that I'm not at, because I'm not there.
But,
isn't it a waltz?
Okay.
One, two, three, one, two.
Each night I sit beside the campfire dreaming in England's hills and dales across the sea. And as I watch the embers softly gleaming, I often picture in my memory moonlight on the river Colorado. How I wish that I were there with you. As I sit in tiny, slowly shadow, takes me back to days that we once knew. We were two wed in harvest time, you said. That's why I'm longing for you. When it's moonlight on the Colorado, I wonder if you're waiting for me too. As I sit in tiny, slowly settle. takes me back to days that we once knew. We were to wed in harvest time, you said. That's why I'm longing for you. When it's moonlight on the Colorado, I wonder if you're waiting for me.
I had to make a minor adjustment. Flan, is this okay? I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the most incredible sound crew I have ever had the joy of working with. And one name I know is Flan Williams, the name I know best. Well, this is as Sean mentioned, we have a Western slant to things, and this is a little snappy little cowboy swing number, as we call it, that you could get up and dance, except you'd lose these great seats. So just dance right where you are, and we can have you dancing over at the pavilion in a little while. It was written by Eddie Arnold, and it's a great little tune called, kind of like my talking, Just a Little Lovin' Goes a Long, Long Way. One, two, three.
Just a little lovin' will go a long way, and you make me happy rest of my days. Put your arms around me, I'll be your slave. Cause just a little loving will go a long way.
Well, ever since old time began, love has ruled the world. Even Adam set the pace and started it a whirl. Well, I met you, come on back, you will plainly see that just a little loving will go a long way,
and you make me happy the rest of my days. Put your arms around me, I'll be your slave, cause just a little loving will go a long way.
Oh, Well, we saw you dancing out there in your seats. You know who you are. This next song we're going to do is destined to be a classic. I just know it. Sean recorded it, and he'll tell you about it in a minute. But it became a big hit in the Western Swing class that George and Sean and Sandy played all week. And it was taught beautifully by Mary Pat Cooney and Jim James. And, you know, if you find yourself bursting into dance, you just, I guess, dance in the aisles. If the fire people will allow that. So, Sean, do you have anything you want to say about this wonderful song, Destined to be a Classic?
I wrote it. A song I wrote during my old cowboying days when I was driving back from town one Saturday night late, out of money, driving under a clear blue roof of the car, actually. I was driving along thinking about all the money I'd spent and the opportunities I'd missed. Then I wrote this song. It's an autobiographical song. Autobiographical means I wrote it in the car. It's got some sound financial advice, and it's called Whenever I Get That Jingle in My Jeans. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, the cowboy goes to town and spends his money around. Whenever he gets that jingle in his jeans, here they come. He'll never learn to save. He's gonna squander to his grave. Whenever he gets that jingle in his jeans, when that jingle starts to jangle, will I dance like the Bojangles and buy the rounds and wind up feeling mean in the morning? I always go to town and spend my money around. Whenever I get that jingle in my jeans, I'll make it jingle, Sandy. Cowboy goes to town and spends his money around. Whenever he gets that jingle in his jeans, he won't never learn to save. He's gonna squander till he's in his grave. When he gets that jingle in his jeans, when there's money in my pocket, I take off like a rocket for the nearest bar and spend it foolishly on buttermilk and lemonade. Well, I always go to town and spend my money around. Whenever I get that jingle in my jeans. Cowboy goes to town and spends his money around. Whenever he gets that jingle in my jeans, read my lips, he'll never learn to say, gonna squander to his grave. Whenever he gets that jingle in his jeans, well, it's into town we ramble and shoot the dice and gamble, but we never stop till our money's gone. I always go to town and spend my money around. Whenever I get that jingle in my jeans, when I get that jingle in my jeans.
Mary Pat Cooney and Jim James.
Say something. Woo. Oh, gosh.
Mr. George Willing's got his own band in the Baltimore, D.C. area, the Oklahoma Twisters.
And you guys work with Mary Pat a lot, don't you? Yeah. What's next? Last time I looked at the set list, I called the wrong song, but gosh, they went right with me. But
we sure did.
This time,
we're a team.
Yeah.
This time Liz will introduce the next song. Thank you, Sean. What a team. Well, we do have time for one last song. Before we do that, we really want to thank, didn't Jenny Snow, isn't she doing a great job as an MC?
Yeah.
Yep.
That was really nice of her to say that I've recorded 10 CDs. I saw you caught yourself, Jenny. It's true. The first album I made was back when they were selling for about $3.49, LPs.
Yeah, they're on vinyl. This is the year of the song, as we said, and the first time I ever came to Augusta was in 1988 when Kathy Fink hired me to work with my good friend Patsy Montana during Vocal Week. I was kind of like her assistant to help her teach a class on cowboy and cowgirl songs. And although I'd worked many times with Patsy and done concerts with her, this was the first time we really got to have a 5-week experience together, and I will never forget it. And we worked together on the course, which I made friends out of the class, including one of my friends that I made in that class was George Welling, and here we are tonight, and friendship has endured all these years. And the workshop that we did here has led Patsy and me to do other similar workshops around the country. And I'll tell you, it was a life-changing experience for me. I'll never forget it. And my dear friend and mentor died this year on May 3rd. She was 87 years old, older than any of us thought. She always said she'd never tell us how old she was, and she was right. But she was sitting at her desk at about 9:30 in the morning answering her fan mail, and her little heart just stopped. And that's very, very close to how she told me she would like to go, in her comfort of her own home with her darling husband of the last 62 years by her side, her cowboy sweetheart. So since it's the year of the song, we would like to close our segment of the show with the first song under the big umbrella of country music that ever was recorded by a woman and went on to sell 1 million copies. And it's Patsy Montana's classic, I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart. And we're going to close with that. And we thank you very much. Have a great rest of the concert.
I ain't in love. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's the end of our first set. Okay, let's try that again. Anyway, please observe all the usual standard rules of etiquette as you approach the store tables out there. You know, no scrambling, no elbowing. And remember also that the auction ends at the end of the intermission, so you have 20 minutes to place those bids. And don't go away, come back. We have some hot, sizzling swing coming up.